Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville pop music visionary Houston Kendrick has signed his second album arriving this week. He'd intended to release it through a record label. When that deal fell apart, he enlisted creative friends like Blair Beamer to help with the visuals.
I was like, Blair, this sounds crazy and expensive. I can't do this. And they were like, oh, we're doing it.
She went to work creating elaborate costumes from recycled materials.
As queer people from the South or who live in the South, it is intrinsic to our nature to know how to make a lot out of a little.
Senior music writer Julie Height says Houston Kendrick realized truly grand ambitions in this DIY way. His album Portrait of a Boy on Fire is out today. And at WPLN.org, Julie brings us the whole story. There's good news for Antioch's burgeoning Chinatown development. The grocery store that anchors the complex is not in the way of the state's planned expansion of Interstate 24. The Pan Asia supermarket just opened 6 months ago. It could have faced demolition. Under one construction option for the addition of paid choice lanes on I-24. However, News Channel 5 reports that the state has opted for a different construction plan that spares the store, as well as the Hickory Hollow Parkway Bridge and the Noble Place townhomes. The state intends to add the toll lanes along 26 miles of I-24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro. Good news on Tennessee's unemployment numbers. It's 3.4%, the lowest unemployment rate in 2 years. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce, our numbers remain well below the national rate of 4%. Economists say the low rates are because the economy is proving to be more resilient despite higher energy prices. Tennesseans who are 55 and older are also finding meaningful work through senior employment programs. Mill Ridge Park is getting a significant upgrade. The South Nashville spot has been granted $4 million through the National Park Service for improvements to the park's farm. The funds will go toward creating new spaces for outdoor recreation, nature education, environmental stewardship, and the preservation of the neighborhood's history.